Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Alrighty, you guys, it's time for the Vibe Check this Wednesday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
585-252-9800, that is the number to do so. Breeze, where's our friends at?
They're here, they're excited. A lot of people found out about our live show for the very first time yesterday on Instagram, because, you know, not everyone can listen to the show at every single moment, so it's important that they stay in the loop, and we have a listener right now by the name of Hannah that says she is very excited for it.
Hannah Banana, come through.
Candy Andy actually messaged me on Instagram and right here. He said, hey guys, it's Candy Andy. Vibes are good. Congrats on the live show. Love you. Can't wait to see you. He's fully taking off work for it.
He's got
fully taking off work for it.
Yeah, he's got that graveyard shift. This is a Friday night. It's going to be at Jiva Theater.
You know, when we were planning this, he was one of the first people that I thought about because I was like, there are some of our listeners that work different hours than us that will have to take off work if they so choose. And that is like the biggest compliment
big time
ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. So either, you know, or unless you get fired before then you're free.
Right.
Come through. All right. Candy Andy, thanks for all the love, man. Appreciate your message this morning.
Absolutely. Who else is here? We have Brittany weighing in. Brittany said, vibes are good. Wrestled with my toddler last night until 11, but we're here. We're surviving.
Sounds
just not thriving.
Sounds exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Surviving, but not thriving.
No. What about you? Vibes?
Oh, through the roof. Through the roof. Had a wonderful dinner last night, Breezy.
Nice.
Yeah, order Chinese. I'm just kidding.
No.
Can you imagine? I'm so swollen, you guys. I'm just retaining salt. Yeah, life is pretty good. It was a really productive day yesterday. I got a lot done. But man, it rained last night. Like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just washing some of that snow down the drain.
Gotta do it.
I feel like a lot of people who were sick over the holiday, because urgent care. The waiting rooms were just filled to the brim.
Yeah.
And I feel like people are finally starting to turn around and feel better.
Including
including my family members.
Yeah.
Because everyone for the holiday was down for the count. How are your vibes?
Vibes are good. You know, just getting everything ready, getting everything together, getting back in the swing of things. Just, you know how I get. If I have something coming up, it's really all I'm going to think about and all I'm going to talk about and obsess over until it's done. So that's going to be me with the live show for the next month. So buckle in.
Buckle in. Yes, that's true. Bills are going up against the Jaguars on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Jacksonville. First playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on pins and needles.
Yeah, I'm panicking. So
By the way,
I texted my friend. I was like, I'm going to be in the fetal position in the corner of your house on Sunday. So
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm throwing it out there. I had a dream, and in the dream was the two teams that were going head-to-head in the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 60. And those two teams were the Los Angeles Rams and the Buffalo Bills. Now, if this comes to fruition.
Not him thinking he's the Simpsons, predicting the future.
I'm just saying, it was so vivid. And I was at the game. And I'm like, Bills
and Rams. At the game?
I was at the game. And wow. I was like, Bills and Rams in Super Bowl 60.
Interesting.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
All right
guys. Thanks for all the good vibes. Let's talk about, for the big story of the day, there's a lot of residents in Greece who are super fired up over a new project. And the zoning board says it checks out, and they're saying, no, this shouldn't have been approved at all. We'll tell you why the neighbors are twist when it comes to this new gas station being approved near high school. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Residents in Greece, the old stomping grounds, are expressing a lot of frustration after the Board of Zoning Appeals approved a new Delta Sonic gas station right near their homes. People are pissed.
Not pleased.
No, I guess, you know, I don't blame them. I know exactly this location where they're talking about. The proposed site is going to be located at the Wegmans Plaza there on Latta Road. And it's going to include 8 pumps, vacuums, and a car wash. This is no small gas station. We all know what Delta Sonic and how big that is. I mean, they're putting it right there by the Wegmans. And I'm curious, how many of you listening live in that area and want nothing to do with it? Because one nearby homeowner of 2 years voiced her concerns about the impact on property values and student safety, saying one of the most prominent realtors has said that this would destroy our property values.
Yeah.
It's one thing you have to think about. Christine Rice said, where I live in that neighborhood, you cannot make a left-hand turn already on Long Pond. You have about 2,000 students in that area between Greece Athena Middle and High School. And then you have the Greece Assembly of God School and then the Montessori School. And they are the ones who will be most heavily impacted by this. So Delta Sonic stated in a previous meeting it would implement noise reduction measures by using trees and a fence.
Right.
It conducted a traffic survey which found Department of Transportation or the New York State Department of Transportation. They said the other thing is people are criticizing the zoning approval process, noting that the developer's request for changes to zoning regulations, they're requiring 80,000 gallons of gasoline tanks when only 20,000 gallons are permitted. Something's not right here.
Something's off. Something's off, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
We always do. Something stinks, and it's not my upper lip. The planning board is set to vote on the site plan tonight. So more to come on that. We'll see what happens. But neighbors in Greece are not really happy about this.
Not loving it.
How many Delta Sonics are there? You do have the one on Westridge Road already. You have
the one right here.
Henrietta. There's one in Main Street here.
Yep.
There's a handful of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge operation. That is for certain. It's massive. So I can see where the concern would lie.
No, of course. Coming up on the show, you guys, a mom reached out to us because she is genuinely worried about her 19-year-old daughter. She's a great kid, but one thing has completely taken over her personality. And because of that, it's starting to affect her mental health in her relationship with not only her family, but the people around her. We'll get to the message Danielle sent us for parental coming up next on the show.
Will be.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At what point does letting your teenager have their own opinions turn into you stepping in because it's really affecting their mental health?
Truly.
It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. Thank you guys for listening. Take a listen to this. This is wild. I want to read you this message from a mom by the name of Danielle. Her 19-year-old daughter has all of a sudden made politics her entire personality.
Ooh.
And because of it, it's destroying her relationship with her family. Anyone know someone like this?
Yeah.
Can you think back?
Uncle ever.
Can you think back to your recent holidays? What was that like? 585-252-9800 if you want to comment or share your thoughts this morning. Danielle wrote, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I was wondering if you'd be willing to air this message on your show because I'm honestly at a loss and could really use some perspective from other parents. As a mom, I'm worried my 19-year-old daughter is getting ahead of herself, not in a bad kid way, but in a way that's starting to take a toll on her and our family. She's completely consumed by politics. I don't mean casually interested. I mean, it's everything. Every conversation, every interaction. It doesn't matter if it's dinner, a car ride, a family gathering. She finds a way to bring something up that is controversial. She has a job. She's in school. She has friends. She won't talk about any of those things. And when she tries to engage me in these conversations, I make a real effort to stay calm and neutral. But when I ask even the simplest question, like, okay, how did you come to that conclusion? She shuts down or explodes.
Oh, nope, she's triggered.
A lot of what she's repeating comes from reels on social media.
Of course.
30-second videos, random accounts, things that don't have real sources behind them. I don't want to silence her or dismiss what she believes, but I'm worried this is affecting her mental health in her relationships. And honestly, I'm exhausted.
As you should be, Queen.
Was hoping somebody might have advice or has been through this certain situation that I'm in. I love my daughter's passion, but it's starting to take over her life. Thanks for any help. Okay, first off, Danielle, please don't ever think this is just a phase that your kid will grow out of. They won't. There are so many grown adults that act this way now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the country's so divided.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And honestly, it starts young.
It starts young. I think it's great. She's passionate. But making it your entire personality, I can understand why. She's got to be angry all the time, especially if you disagree with her.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have someone in the family like this who is consumed by politics? And are they constantly argumentative? I mean, this is obviously taking a toll on your daughter's mental health.
It's definitely something that a lot of people deal with, and we just talked about this yesterday with families and family dynamics around the holidays and things like that. And I think that when it comes down to your daughter being this interested, it's a little nerve-wracking because they're so young and so impressionable that they don't always know what they're talking about. They're just taking what they see on TikTok as Bible.
Sure.
And that's like obviously not the case.
Yeah.
So
politics will make people angry. Nobody anymore wants to sit down and listen to other people's viewpoints. And I mean, God forbid you don't agree with them, especially your daughter. 585-252-9800. I mean, I don't know what the advice or suggestions are here today. What are you going to do? She's 19. She's an adult. You can't take her phone away. It's where she's getting all her information from.
Right.
It's an option, especially if she's still living with you, but that's not going to go over well. I don't really know. We have Chrissy weighing in first. Good morning, guys. Social media absolutely fuels this. My daughter went through something similar. Her anxiety was through the roof. Blah, 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 blah. We didn't ban anything, but we did encourage breaks. Therapy also helped her learn how to disagree with people without spiraling. You make a great point. I think that's very important.
Yeah. Honestly, get her into a speech and debate class.
Great idea.
Like, I did it in college. It was
really
one of the only classes I got an A in. But
I can see
that. Which makes total sense.
It really does.
A in speech and debate and A in public speaking. So everything else I was failing miserably at. So I guess I chose the right career.
Yeah, they should have given you an A++ in gaslighting. Kate says, Moose and Breezy, why don't you show her some legitimate new sites and research topics together? It's a good idea.
Seems
for
like
her.
That's too much admin, truly.
If she brings up a topic, tell the mom, I don't know, let's look into it together and show her some reputable sources to use instead of reels on TikTok. That's good advice, too. Honestly, I'm really down with the whole class thing. That's a great idea. Don't
take
you
take the speech and debate class? Don't
you have to be in college to do that?
No. I mean, there's like different clubs and things like that. There's a debate club in high school. There definitely is.
Yeah, but she's out of high school. She's 19.
Okay, then go to a debate
club. Go to a library.
Yeah. They have those things.
They're debating at the library.
Or go back to high school and run the club.
That's an option. Take your daughter's phone away. I'd be exhausted too. People like this drain the life out of every room that they walk into. You can't have a normal conversation with them anymore.
Or
that's not being informed. That's being consumed.
Tell her, hey, This house is a no politics discussion zone. Like, you're not going to do that.
There is a time and a place, always. And bringing it up at family events and holidays and weddings and funerals. I mean, read the room. You want to debate, no problem. You want to get your point across, fine. But know when to do it. Because people are just throwing up information at you. And if you don't agree with them, that's it. They will explode. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Eric. I don't care what side she's on. If every interaction turns into an argument, she's the problem, period. You don't get to hijack every family event because you watched a reel. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Let me get to one more here. This is a lot. This is weighing on the family.
Yeah.
Danielle is exhausted. This is a good one. Vel says, good morning, guys. This is pretty normal at that age. I'm guessing politics wasn't a daily discussion topic during her childhood. Now she's starting to develop a political awareness and discover how many injustices there are in the world. Let her explore and discover that on her own. If you have the chance to suggest how to find better, more reliable sources of information, I would do so gently. It's a process.
It's just also difficult because, like, if your child is, like, so gung-ho on politics and a side of politics that you are not gung-ho on, it's hard to reason with them because you obviously don't share the same belief system, right?
Or like interest.
If you're super left and your kid is like super right, it's easy for you to sit there and be like, well, you don't really know anything and like you're really young and like whatever the case may be. And they could come back at you and be like, you're just saying that because you don't agree with my views.
Right.
So
I think Danielle's doing the right thing here by being neutral. You know, and letting her let her daughter express her passions and what she thinks she believes. But that's the problem, though. When she asks, why do you think that? Where did you even get that source from? Her exploding is not probably healthy.
Right.
You have to be able to talk about it, right? So I think the takeaway here is this. Having opinions is healthy. Not being able to turn them off isn't.
Period.
Thank you guys for all the messages and opinions this morning. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. 98 PXY.